I'm joined on the phone right now by Tezo. He is the elected representative of the South Central Farmers. His father was an original organizer when it first began, and that makes him a second-generation South Central farmer. Hello, Tezo.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
If we could begin, I know that probably a lot of people who listen to this station have been hearing quite a bit about the situation there, so it might be redundant a little bit, but if you could give us a little background on what's happened recently. The South Central Farm was raided, when it was raided, just a little background information before we get into the current situation.
So on June 13 at 5 in the morning, the Sheriff's Department came in and evicted the families and the supporters of the people who were trying to hold down the encampment here to preserve the largest urban community farm in the U.S. It was the largest contiguous open green space in this community, and it's been a very traumatic experience for the community and all of those involved.
Yeah, and this farm has been around for 14 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what's
this community farm arose out of the 1992 uprisings, the Rodney King situation, and it was a way to even out the disequities in this community, and it was basically one of the few positive things that came out of the 1992 uprisings. And so it was a very precious jewel, and it was, the community very much depended on it for as a source of organic food and fresh food in this impoverished community.
And what's the acreage?
14 acres.
So what happened? Didn't the city promise that land? Yes.
It was a common. The land was mitigated, but in 2003 they just forgot about that, and they sold it from under us to a developer. The land in 1994 was worth $13.3 million, and they sold it to a developer in 2003 for $5.1 million. So somebody got an $8 million welfare check.
A developer.
Right.
So what's the developer's plans for the land? Were they going to plan?
He's going to tear up the farm. He's already torn a lot of it up, cutting down trees, and he's going to put another warehouse in it.
A warehouse in place of this 14-acre farm?
Yes.
How many families was that farm?
That was 350 families who used to use this space. And additionally, this was an open green space for the community, so it was being used as a park, and then we were subsidizing the food supply for the community, and so it was, a very important asset in this community.
What's the situation currently? How much of that area has been demolished? Have they cut down all the trees?
I'd say about 25% of it. They're pulling out the fencing, and they're eventually going to rip it all up, just mow it all down and bring the earth diggers in here.
How are people responding to this? Has there been direct actions? What kinds of things have been happening?
Well, we are engaging, we're regrouping and engaging in some new attempts at putting pressure on the city. But honestly, once you're off the land, that you lose that 9/10 of the law, which is possession. And so I know that in Santa Cruz, some of our young people did some direct action in solidarity with the South Central Farmers, and we're very grateful for that. And but basically, we're at a point where this is going to be destroyed, and they're going to tear it all up and put another warehouse. Well, there's a lot of empty warehouses. So this was a kind of an attack on the community, a kind of an attack on people who have very little in this community.
I understand there's been a 24-hour vigil going on. Is that right?
Yes, we continue to, try to keep an eye to make sure the earth mover doesn't come in. But, the sheriff's, the day that they raided us, there were 280 officers versus, the small amount of people that were inside at that moment. So they have an overwhelming military force that they will bring out, just to let the earth movers in,
How did they behave when they came in?
They were dressed in full riot gear and everything, and they were pushing and shoving people. And actually, there's a video on our website. You can see how they treated people. And SouthCentralFarmers.com, there's a 7-minute video that someone's put together, some of it with the direct action. And, when we were trying to block the bulldozers, and how they treated people when they were arresting them, beating them with batons and stuff like that. So the violence didn't come from us. It came directly from the sheriffs and the police department. You know?
Did they put anyone in jail? Are they charging anyone with anything?
Yeah, there were 43 people arrested for civil disobedience. Misdemeanor trespassing and refusal to disperse.
Are any of those 43 people still in custody?
No, everybody's out on bail.
What's happening? So they're going to be charged with what?
A misdemeanor trespassing.
Trespassing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. On land that they had been farming for 14 years?
Yep, and then so, you know, this is a very complicated problem, but it really speaks to the... What we accomplished here was, you know, we held the sheriff's department off for 8 hours. We were able to bring the world media. We shone the spotlight on this place, and we really unmasked the city of El for what it was. And that is, it's a rubber stamper for developers. This city is driven by real estate. It's not driven by, people, basically doing, meeting the needs of a community. It's all driven by real estate, and then it's unfortunate because there's no consideration for communities anymore.
So what kinds of solidarity actions are you asking, or what are you asking?
Well, one of the things that we're asking people to do is city found $800 million to try to renovate, to bring the NFL. So we're asking people to start boycotting the NFL in L.A., that we basically write letters to the NFL saying, you know, if there's no farm, there should be no NFL in L.A. They should, if they have, write to the mayor's office, which is Antonio Villaraigosa, write to the council person of this district who chose to basically pillage the situation all in the name of real estate. And her name is Jan Perry, and those people need to be reminded from the world of what they did is criminal and unjust and immoral.
And is the information, contact information, on your website, South Central Farmers?
Mm-hmm.
And that's southcentralfarmers.com, where you can get that information as well as see a 7-minute video of the attack. I imagine you have photographs as well.
Right, there's a gallery section, and there's one section that has over 100 pictures from the raid, and then the people outside protesting.
And can people also see pictures of the farm before the raid?
Yes, there were a whole bunch of other albums there with pictures of, community events and just scenery around the farm. But now, it's all dying. They're all tearing it all apart, and it's going to be destroyed,
I understand that there's a hunger strike planned. Is that true?
That's correct. That's coming also this week. So, people who want to be in solidarity can join our hunger strike to let the city know that this isn't over and we're not giving up.
And there will be information about that on your website as well.
Yeah, I also have some of that.
What's the aim of the hunger strike? What are the hunger strikers going to be calling for?
Well, we're going to be calling for that there's still hope, that there's hope for the politicians change their minds, that there's hope for the developer to redeem themselves and still be able to sell the land to us. We raised all the money, and what happened is the developers, the council person who didn't like this project, she gave him another sweetheart deal, and then so he couldn't walk away from it, right? So he paid $5 million, and he's asking for $16 million, and he met that price, and then well, I'm not going to sell it because the council person gave them another sweetheart deal, another piece of land in the district.
Are you asking that people come down to Los Angeles and stand with you physically there at the farm?
That's correct. That's correct. We have a crew of people down here 24/7 who are supporting this struggle.
Do you have any final comments today, Tezo?
Well, I'm extremely disappointed. I think that we really have got to unmask what these politicians are doing, the moral corruption, and also the monetary corruption. How corrupt the politics are here, that you cannot, even though the money is there, you cannot even save some open green space to the community, and that is actually very disheartening. It really kills the spirit of the city, and that is my last comment.
Thank you so much, Tezo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Tezo, the elected representative of the South Central Farmers. His father was an original organizer when it first began, and he is a second-generation South Central farmer. If you want to learn more, if you want to see photos, see videos of the raid, see photos of the farm before and after the raid and during the raid, as well as read about the history of the farm and learn more about what you can do to support the South Central Farmers, you can go to southcentralfarmers.com. southcentralfarmers.com. And if you want to read about the solidarity actions that took place in Santa Cruz on Friday morning, you can go to indiebay.org/Santa Cruz. It's the top story at the moment. indiebay.org/Santa Cruz to read about the banner drop and other the intersection, the blocking of the intersection at Laurel Street and Mission Street, Highway 1. Actions that took place Friday morning in solidarity with the South Central Farm.